Oh, the gospel will overcome in a world full of sorrow, by evil overrun.
You're listening to The Dean's List, an analysis of news, culture, and theological trends from a biblical worldview. This is your place for intelligent conversation on the relevant issues of our day. And now, here's the host of The Dean's List, Dr. Paul Dean.
All right, Mayor, get the haters out there. Hating on everybody.
It'd be much better if they were happier. Happy haters.
That's true, but they're not happy. I tell you what, it's surprising who people want to hate on these days and why they want to hate on them. And I don't even know if I like that phrase, you know, because a lot of times we use that phrase and we say, folk are hating on somebody when they're just disagreeing with somebody. And that's not hate. That's just, you know, it's just a disagreement. But be that as it may, there's some haters out there. I'm surprised they're hating on Gabby Douglas and in all kind of different ways.
Wait a minute. We're not talking political. This is an athlete, isn't it?
She's an athlete, but okay. Well, it's going to be a political dynamic, and we may segue into a parallel with Donald Trump. You didn't see it coming.
I did not.
You were hopeful, weren't you?
I just came in here today.
I know. We'll just see how far we get, but we'll talk about the Trump angle either today or tomorrow, but we're going to lead in with the Gabby Douglas angle.
Okay.
I mean, she's the American darling 4 years ago. She wins the all-around in gymnastics. And for some reason, I mean, people just, they're down on her before the Olympics and didn't want her to be on the team. And look, I understand if folk think she's not good enough to be on the team, that's fine. That didn't mean you're a hater. But some folk were hating on her.
Wait a minute. Didn't she win a medal?
Well, yeah. She won something. I didn't actually see the gymnastics the other night. But okay. But the Fab Five, I guess that's who they are, they won some kind of gold medal, and you know, they got the all-around and other opportunities to compete. Gabby Douglas won the individual all-around 4 years ago, and she didn't win it this year. In fact, you can only send two to compete in the all-around from each country, and Gabby placed third, you know, just on our team this year. She's not quite as good as she was 4 years ago, but guess what? She placed third. Not only third on our team, but third in the world.
Okay.
In other words, if you could send, you know, you just send all the top qualifiers and weren't limiting it to two, she'd get the bronze medal, at least from the preliminary performance. And so I don't understand the haters, but anyway, that's a different angle. That's not where we're going at today.
Okay.
Where we're going at today is they did win a gold medal, and they're having the medal ceremony, and of course to do the national anthem. They're doing the United States national anthem because the American girls are getting the gold medal. And four out of the five girls are standing there during the national anthem with their hands over their hearts, except for Gabby. She don't have her hand over her heart. She's standing at attention. And there has been a social media firestorm. Backlash.
Glad you weren't standing there.
Oh, my God. Well, I stand at attention.
Oh, I know you stand at attention.
Don't put my hand over my heart.
But yeah, you're not going
to. Oh, my gosh. We'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
But here she is standing at attention, and they're saying she's being disrespectful. You believe this? Disrespectful. Not only disrespectful of the American flag, but some are calling her, listen to this, un-Olympic. Well, you know what? If I'm accused of being un-Olympic, my feelings are going to be real hurt.
If I am in the Olympics and I want a gold medal.
Let me just give you some examples. And again, these are just random people. Here's Brittany Hargrave. She says, and this is out here on Twitter. She says, on the one hand, so proud of the Final Five. Gold win. On the other, so disappointed Gabby Douglas didn't salute the flag. Well, why? You know what I'm saying? She's so disappointed. Well, golly. You're going to be disappointed in this life, Brittany, if that disappoints you. But anyway, here's somebody else. This guy, his name is Dan. He says, USA stays dominant in swimming and gymnastics. What's with Gabby Douglas not putting her hand over her heart during the anthem, though? I mean, just, you know, what do you mean? I don't even understand the question. I wouldn't even notice. It wouldn't even occur to me. But, listen, it's a backlash. Here's Chelsea Lamar. Gabby Douglas, why is your hand not on your heart during our national anthem? And there's like a curious little, mean little smiley face here on the Twitter. That'll show her. I'll put a mean little smiley face there. All right, and here's somebody else named P. Huey, some woman. Now listen to this. She says, as a military kid, Gabby Douglas knows the proper way to respect the anthem. Shame. Well, guess what? This lady's actually wrong, because the proper way to respect the anthem is to stand at attention.
Thank you.
Not to put your hand over your heart. That's the Pledge of Allegiance. Wow, as a military kid. Yeah, Gabby knows. Nobody else knows, apparently. But anyway, I'm coming to that, though. I'm coming to that. You stole my thunder on that, but that's okay. Hey, it's okay, Thunder Stealer. Hey, here's Dawn Wilson. No, Dawn Wisdom. Dawn Wisdom. That's like a pseudonym, I think. Doesn't matter. Oh, wearing a Brett Favre jersey. Ouch. Anyway, here's the comment from Dawn. Gabby Douglas just standing there and not placing her hand over her heart while our anthem played was un-Olympic. Now, that is bad. I mean, un-American, that's bad.
But real bad.
But un-Olympic, that's right, that's real bad. Oh, my goodness.
All right.
I got to give you one more. This is the best one.
Okay.
This is from Angela. There is no excuse as to why you could not salute the flag of the country that gave you the opportunity to compete.
Ooh, she's being harsh there.
She is. And she spelled compete wrong. She spelled it complete. But we're not going to criticize her spelling. I mean, it's Twitter.
Okay.
No excuse, though. That's what she says. No excuse. Well, you know, how about doing it the right way? That'd be an excuse, wouldn't it?
Yes.
How about not giving a rip about the American flag? That'd be an excuse, wouldn't it?
Wait a minute.
Now, I'm not saying that's where Gabby Douglas is. I'm just saying it'd be an excuse. There are plenty of excuses.
Yeah.
How about she fell asleep or something? She didn't. I'm just making stuff up, okay? But here's the worst part. She says there's no excuse as to why you could not salute the flag of the country that gave you the opportunity to compete. That sounds like something President Obama would say.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he really like the flag?
It's not that. It's the country that gave you the opportunity. Gabby Douglas practices 6 hours a day, 6 days a week, year after year. You're telling me.
She's giving her country an opportunity.
She created her own opportunity. Give me a break.
And that's what this country's all about.
Now, look, I can stipulate that, yeah, it's a free country and she had facilities and we can look. But we all live in a world. But you know what? Nobody helped her. She's the one that laid it down. She's the one that got up early, moved away, whatever she had to do. 6 hours a day, 6 days a week. She takes Sundays off. Year after year after year. Don't tell me. Anyway, I'm not mad about it. But I'll defend her. I'll defend her on that. Anyway, you know what really chaps me, though? Now, I'm just going to be honest.
So you're a hater?
I'm going to hate for just a minute.
There's no excuse for that.
Tell me, I'm upset.
What would bother you?
I'm telling you what bothers me. You've seen the pictures, the Fab Five. They're up there. I'm calling them that. I don't know what they're called. Final Five. And, you know, all the girls got their hands over their hearts and said, for Gabby. I don't care about that. But you know what? You saw the picture. What is up with Simone Biles not smiling?
She should be smiling.
They're all smiling except for her. Every one of them got that big plastic smile on except for Simone. I'm calling her out.
Well, maybe.
And once this thing goes viral, it started here. Simone, oh, my goodness. Well, there is no excuse. Go ahead.
I know you're being funny.
Yeah, I'm being
sarcastic.
But
I was just going to say, it might be her tradition that she stands serious. She doesn't
smile. That's right.
Yeah, I mean, that it's a serious thing. She listens
so
to
So you're
the,
saying there might be a valid reason for her not to be smiling?
There may be.
So you're saying there's a valid reason that Gabby might not be putting her hand over her heart?
Thinks because of what she's trained to do, stand at attention.
Well, let that be a lesson.
Yeah, y'all judgers.
Here's Dave Miller over at SBC Voices. He asked the question, now this is where you became a Thunder Stealer, but
uh-oh,
that's okay. That's your new name. You know, you got a little Cherokee in you. Was that your name when you were living up there on the reservation? Now, that's hate speech right there, but hey, facts are facts. Thunder Stealer. Is that what you recall?
No, but I sure can do a rain dance, you know.
Oh, man.
Every time I water my plants, it rains.
Oh, that's true. Hold me closer, Tiny Dancer. That's your name, Tiny All right. Dancer.
All right, let's continue
Just
on.
Just quoting a little Elton.
All right.
A little levity there. We've had a couple of serious shows, and all of a sudden,
digressing.
Yeah, but now I am going to make some serious points. Already made them through... You know, I got to dial it back. I'm not that funny. I'm supposed to be a commentator and a theologian. I'm trying to be a comedian, and they got some actual professional comedians out there get paid for that. But anyway,
all right, let's get
here's Dave Miller, right. SBC yes. Voices started to go here a moment ago. He says, "Did Gabby do anything wrong?" He says, "I went to school a long time ago, and I remember Dave Miller. He's an old guy."
Okay.
And I'm just saying, just reminding the folk, because, you know, if you're not in the SBC, how shall I say it?
Club.
That's not what I was thinking, but okay. You don't know who he is, but he says, I went to school a long time ago. A lot of things have changed since then, but has Anthem protocol changed?
Don't think so.
He says, we were taught that when we recited the Pledge of Allegiance, we were supposed to put our hands over our hearts, as these girls are doing. But when the national anthem played, we were supposed to stand at attention with our hands at our sides. He's got that in big bold letters. So according to the way we were taught back in my day, Gabby was the only one observing proper protocol. But when I raised this on Facebook, Mike Bergman copied a statement from some website that clearly stated that putting your hand over your heart was proper. So he's
maybe,
raising the
maybe
point.
Allowed, you know.
Yeah.
What's?
Well, and here's the deal. On the one hand, I want to commend Dave for pointing this out. You pointed it out, and I think, you know, that's a good point. I mean, you know, Gabby knows what to do. And as I said a moment ago, whenever the national anthem is played, I stand at attention. Now, you know, these days it's for a different reason than when I was in school being indoctrinated by the U.S. government, but, should I have to comment on that?
No comment.
Okay, no
just
comment.
Continue on.
But
yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But I stand at attention, and I do so out of respect for the folk around me. I really do. But here's Dave. He says she's the only one doing it right. So he asks this question: can anyone help me? Because this person on Facebook has a website here that says it's proper. Can anyone help me? What happened? Does anyone else remember being taught the protocol I was taught? Hand over heart for the pledge, hands at your side for the anthem. Has this changed? What's happening here? Now, I don't know about you, but Dave sounds really consternated about this.
Well, he's like you. Come on. She was not looking around, acting bored or anything. She was standing there very respectful.
Well, I think, yeah, if he's just defending Gabby, that's fine, but... If he's exercised about the protocol,
I think he's exercised
changing
about the comment, but yeah.
Okay,
about all the
I
comments.
I should call him up and ask him because it sounds like not only is he exercised about folk criticizing Gabs, but he's exercised about the fact that a lot of folk apparently think the protocol has changed. I mean, he says, "Does anyone else remember the protocol I was taught?" And you know, has this changed? And then the last question, what's happening here? Now, I don't know Dave Miller. Maybe he's being funny. Maybe he's trying. Maybe he's funnier than me, and I just can't see it because I'm not funny.
I think it's a... But I have somebody in mind, but I think it's a question like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just wanting to know, hey, what's going on?
And I know you're not going to want me to say this, but, you know, as Christians who are devoted to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, I think a lot of times we really do get our allegiances all mixed up, and, mm-hmm. and we sort of equate God and country. And the more you realize that all the countries of the earth, the nations of the earth, according to the Word of God, are rival kingdoms to the Kingdom of God, you lose a whole lot of... you know, I don't know the right word, but you know, you just don't have this place in your heart for things like the flag and the national anthem and all that. I'm all about a country being founded on, you know, a good number of biblical principles, and I appreciate freedom and those ideas. But again, this country's passing away. I'm a stranger. I'm just passing through. And not only is this country passing away, but it will be destroyed one day, not by, you know, human intervention, although human instrumentality may be instrument in the hand of the Lord, but it will be the Lord who destroys it. And so who am I to fight against God? And that's not a fatalistic kind of thing, who am I to fight against God? What I mean is, who am I that I think that I have the right to fight against God by pledging allegiance to some rival kingdom, to the Kingdom of God? I just don't do it anymore.
Yes.
As a matter of conscience. Yes. And so, here's Dave Miller, and look, I don't know where he's at, but I can tell you this, there are millions of Christian Americans who are exercised about the protocol. You know why? Because they were indoctrinated in school by the U.S. government school, just like I was indoctrinated, and we don't even realize it, and that's why we're upset about it today. And most Christians hearing my voice right now, they're probably going to be upset at me because they're like, you're just way over the top, dude.
Yeah. Well, like having
all I'm telling you is read the Word of God. That's all I can tell you. I'm being prophetic. I'm not a prophet, but I'm being prophetic here. I'm saying you got to examine this. You really do. I'm not anti-American. That's not the point.
Oh, no.
I'm not pledging allegiance to a flag that represents anything other than King Jesus.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, and
I hope that's clear.
It's clear. And you know, we've made the point. This is an odd custom. It's mainly in America where churches put flags in their worship facilities.
That's called idolatry in the Bible
we've talked about this before and how people coming from foreign countries think it's quite odd for us to have a country flag in a place of worship.
Oh, that's right. Oh, they don't have their national flags and their houses of worship.
No,
and then they come. They're offended.
Yes.
And I've heard Christians say, well, they just need to get over it. This is America. I'm like, Wait a minute. These are Christians
that are saying, y'all are worshiping America.
Coming to worship with the body of Christ, and you don't care that they're offended by a pagan symbol? That's all the American flag is. It's a pagan symbol. Yeah, again, I'm not anti-American.
Yeah, it's a great place to live at this moment.
Let's round up the terrorists.
May not always be.
Yeah, let's round up the terrorists and deal with them, you know, put them in jail, whatever. You know, let's attack, let's get them. I'm not anti-American. But we gotta get this straight. And all the Christian theologians that try to somehow explain how we can pledge allegiance to King Jesus and the American flag at the same time. You talk about exegetical gymnastics. It's really frustrating.
And let's be clear, too. If someone came to this country and was fighting us, you would protect your family.
Oh, of course.
And your property.
And
your neighbor.
And I'll protect my neighbor. That's right. I'll protect people I don't know from aggressors. That's right.
Yes. So that's not because you're not pledging to protect.
No, right. Yeah, it's not because I'm an American. It's because I'm a Christian, and Christians are supposed to help others. And somebody else is in need, I'm going to help. And so you got, let's just say you have an invading army. I'm gonna suit up just like everybody else. We're going to defend ourselves.
And if our own government comes against us, you know, we're going to protect ourselves. Just as the Constitution gives us the right, all these people saying,
that's right.
Are you going to go to that? Probably I'm going ahead, but
no.
Getting on to Trump about saying,
letting
the Supreme Court take away our rights. Well, let's be honest, that's why it's in the Constitution, so the government can't usurp authority over us, that we have the right to bear arms.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't going to go down that road with Trump, but I think that's a good road to go down.
You know, that's the point.
Yeah, no, I agree.
But no, we're all been indoctrinated.
Well, I know it. And look, if anybody disagrees with me, I welcome the challenge. I really do. And I mean that sincerely. I'm not being facetious here or ugly here. You know, we have a little fun with the way we dialogue. And, you know, I raise my voice, not because I'm upset, but because I'm passionate. But
and believe me, he does that all the time. Just
of course. I'm
passionate.
A preacher.
You're like, wait a minute, you're preaching now.
Yeah.
Hold on.
So what I'm doing is I'm offering an invitation.
Hyperbolic.
Yeah. If you want to offer a good argument, or if you want to ask me questions, or you just want to, you know, rebuke me, that's fine. But I've given out my email before. I have no problem giving it out again. PaulJDeanJr@gmail.com. I would love to engage a little bit. But I do want Christians to think about this issue. So, and by the way, to go back to one minor point, I do stand at attention whenever they play the national anthem or whenever I'm in a setting where they're reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. But there again, I stand at attention out of respect for the people around me, not because I'm in my heart participating in said anthem or said pledge. And by the way, I used to be the biggest flag-waving patriot you can imagine. And I'm all about our founding principles, so in that sense, I'm more patriotic than a lot of folk. I'm more patriotic than Hillary Clinton. I'm more patriotic than Barack Obama because I actually believe in what our founding documents stand for.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really want to define patriotism in the right way, but I don't have a blind allegiance to, say, Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, nor do I have an allegiance to a rival
God,
kingdom,
yeah,
to the kingdom of God. So that's where I'm coming from. But if you want to use a strict definition of patriotism, then I am patriotic, and I can say that with all honesty. But anyway, the point I'm making is I'm not a jerk face. You know, that's why I stand at attention. There are some people who let's say they are anti-American, or for whatever the reason, they
people
don't.
People that burn the flag.
Yeah, they don't want to pledge allegiance. And so, you know, when the anthem is played, they act crazy or sit down or slouch. And that's fine. They certainly have a right to do that.
Yeah, that's another
what being
point.
In a free
that
country
love,
is
yeah.
all about.
Then that's what's going away quickly. Are you going to talk about that, free speech?
Well, you know, that was part of where I was going with Trump.
Yeah, we.
But I don't have time. We'll do him tomorrow. But go ahead. Let's go with this topic.
I'm just
at least
saying. Yeah, that's one of the benefits of being in America in the past is that people are able to say what they want to say.
Yeah.
And disagree
and most
protest.
Americans actually get that.
And they do. Most of them do.
It's the elite. It's the intelligentsia. It's the establishment.
No,
they just want
to control the
crowd.
Masses.
Yeah, that's right. They want to control.
They don't really believe what they're saying. They're just trying to.
That's right. The average American, they don't really make a distinction between hate speech and what do you call it? Protected speech or free speech. That, you know, they think people can say whatever they want. They might not agree with it, but it's America. That's what makes America, America. And some guy wants to burn the flag. And look, now wait a minute. There are a lot of people, probably most of them Christians, though,
who say that
burning
the
flag should be illegal.
Yeah.
Well, that totally violates everything we stand for as a country. I mean, burning the flag is a, I'm not saying that I advocate it. But I'm certainly not in favor of banning it or outlawing it, because that says you don't have freedom. Burning the flag would be the greatest symbol of our freedom if you think about it in one sense, or having that ability.
Yeah.
You can't burn the flag in Russia or China, I'd bet. If I were a betting man. It's not a bet I'd make without a little research, though. You know why?
Because you don't know.
You got to know when to hold them.
Yes.
You got to know when to
never make a bet unless
fold
you think you can win.
You got to know when to walk away.
All right.
You got to know when to run. you never count your money when you're sitting at the table.
And so
there'll be time enough for counting
okay.
when the dealing's done.
All right. Back to Dave Miller.
I think that's how it goes.
I think that is. But Dave Miller, they're saying they've changed the protocol. You know, that's how public pressure changes things is, you know, maybe the new protocol is going to be put your hand over the heart.
Yeah.
You know, the protocol was to bow down to, what was the idol that Daniel wouldn't bow down to?
Well, King Nebuchadnezzar, for one.
You know.
Yeah.
So, you know, they might change the protocol. You're going to have to bow down
when
the anthem's played. Now, how are you going
to
do that?
Daniel wouldn't pledge allegiance to Nebuchadnezzar.
No.
Daniel wouldn't put his hand over his heart. He wouldn't quit praying.
Absolutely.
He wouldn't
not.
Bow. See, and this is where I don't understand. That's a great example. I don't understand Christian Americans. I know they're exercising what I'm saying right now if they haven't already turned it off or smashed their DVD player or whatever it is that they're listening to.
DVD player.
Okay. M-Pod. iPod. What am I? MP3.
Hey, the download, man.
Listen,
just say the download.
The download. Yeah. I'm just saying, if they haven't already shut me off or
the
smashed
that tape
or, you know, whatever, banned Christian Talk 660 from their radio dial forever and canceled their subscription to Sermon Audio or whatever, if they hadn't already done that, they're going to say, well, yeah, you're right. I mean, Daniel wouldn't do that. And would Paul pledge allegiance to Caesar
absolutely
or the Roman
not.
Flag? Of course not. But somehow, some way, we got to pledge allegiance to the American flag.
Or you are anathema.
I have to think, they got to know I'm right, but then some will say something like, well, we're a Christian nation. Well, first off, we're not a Christian nation. Never were. But especially now. But we don't stand in covenant relationship with God like the nation of Israel did, and certainly not the church. The church is the Christian nation. Hello? And again, we were founded on some Christian principles, but a lot of other principles that weren't Christian as well. But just because we got some Christian principles, and just because at one time a lot of folk here in America might have been Christians, does that mean we're a Christian nation? Does that mean we can bow the knee to Caesar? No! That's the whole point. That's why Christians got their heads cut off in the first century, because they wouldn't say Caesar is Lord. That's what Jesus was talking about. That's what Paul was talking about, quoting the Lord Jesus, when he said, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's in the context of resurrection. He's saying, you say Jesus is Lord, not Caesar is Lord. They might cut your head off, but guess what? You're going to be raised from the dead. I got you covered. I shouldn't put those kind of words in Jesus' mouth, because I don't want to bring Jesus' words down into the vernacular gutter.
Thank you.
But that is what he's saying. He's saying, you know, you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, you're justified, and I will raise you up on the last day. That's the point. So Christians got some thinking to do, and we got some influencing to do in this culture. Free speech is going away. Free expression is going away. You can't stand at attention at the national anthem anymore. Not good enough. Got to do it like we say. That's the problem with identity politics. And everybody wants to force everybody to do it the way they want to. That's why we need a Christian revolution in this nation. And it's only the gospel that will overcome. It's only the gospel that will get Christians thinking straight. And it's only the gospel that will get the nations, the pagans that are in this nation, thinking straight. It's the gospel.
You've been listening to The Dean's List, an analysis of news, culture, and theological trends from a biblical worldview. To access archived broadcasts, go to trueworldview.net, where you'll find other helpful resources as well. The Dean's List.
The gospel.
The opinions expressed on today's program are those of the announcers, their guests, and callers, and do not necessarily represent those of the staff and management of His Radio Network, the Radio Training Network, or iHeartMedia.